All but one of the justices witnessed the confrontation, and their differing descriptions of what occurred are now public. University of Wisconsin law professor Walter Dickey says that creates what could be an insurmountable problem.
You've got one judge accusing another. Obviously, there are going to be recusals in these things because you can't be the accuser and also be the judge.
21 years ago, the Supreme Court almost adopted a set of procedures to deal with just such a situation. In May of 1990, in response to a request from the court, Dickey sat on a 14-member committee that was asked to propose a set of procedures for dealing with problems that might arise if a justice became physically or mentally disabled, or if one or more justices were accused of violating the Judicial Ethics Code.
You need a quorum of four in order to make such a decision, and you clearly could run into a situation in which you didn't have four. And then the question becomes, what does the Constitution provide about that?
And the answer is, there is no procedure. So the committee suggested creating a pool of judges whose names would be drawn by lot to sit on a tribunal to discipline or replace a judge. But Dickey says the court felt no urgency to prepare for such a situation and decided not to do anything.
Looks to me like we would have been better to have dealt with it when it wasn't a problem.
Another law professor, David Schwartz, who served on the 1990 committee, says the amount of money involved in judicial campaigns now makes it more difficult than it ever was for the court to police itself. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.